They can also include eminent specialists or representatives of international organizations, NGOs, and the private sector in compliance with the union rules and practices in this respect. So my personal view, based on this information and what is included in 2022-3, this part, at least this first sentence on membership, should actually just be simplified to say that membership of the revisions committee should follow the rules of procedure of, I can't remember, we will obviously define the exact wording, but the rules of procedures of teams of specialists within UNECE. And that by default covers those areas and those things that are written in more detail here. I know in some of the other parts of the agreement of the rules, we have sought to add more detail and to reproduce provisions, and that has been a request as well from some participants. I think it would be clearer that if the reference in this case would be this, would be to this document and to that phrase, to ensure that there is full consistency and that we're not necessarily missing somebody out from that. And that would, of course, also respond to the comment in the notes from the Russian Federation, which in paragraph 4 state the inclusion also of OSCD and UIC, who are, of course, participating in today. Well, UIC is not participating today, but also that are normal participants in the activities of UNECE in relation to railway matters. This would also allow the participation and membership of the revisions committee to for OTIF, of course, and also UNIDROIT as an expert and obviously as a member of the revisions committee. As I also mentioned in the presentations yesterday, of course, as a result, UNECE would need to be secretariat for the revisions committee and could not therefore participate ex officio in the committee itself. But I think that is acceptable. I think, or at least it's acceptable from our part as a way forward. I think I will stop here for the moment in terms of the first paragraph and the membership. I don't know if colleagues, I think Mr. Rosen has a number of things he wants to raise on in relation to document 2022-3. And we heard some of these yesterday in terms of industry participation, etc. Then maybe we can start here and we can come back to the aspects of amendments of the rules, etc. A bit later on, also conscious of the fact that we're almost at 4:30. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and the floor is open for, if it's okay with you, for comments and discussion on this.
May I make a comment?
Please go ahead, Mr. Rosen. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm very conscious